You're listening to But Wait, There's More. This is our Faith Made Clear series, short conversations where we believe clarity is kindness and kindness starts with truth.
Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're taking on something that you might not think is a deeply theological topic, but I think it absolutely is. Wait for it. Today we're talking about humor. Okay, why did God make laughter? Why do we tell jokes? Why does joy bubble up in ways that we can't always explain? And is it okay to want to have a good time? You know, I love how the author Brian Edgar writes about this. He wrote a book called The God Who Plays. Excellent book, highly recommend it. And then he says, play is almost inevitably in our culture seen as a secondary in value to work and service. Man, I feel that. I feel that in my gut. I feel it in my soul. But he argues that play, that joy, that delight, that humor is actually essential to our relationship with God. And so today we're going to explore why God created humor and why your soul needs it way more than maybe you've ever realized. So let's walk through this together. You know, the Bible never uses the word humor, but if you read it, it's absolutely filled with laughter and joy and wit and playfulness. God creates a world with delight built in, with color and texture and beauty and taste and sound. And Abraham and Sarah, did you know that their son Isaac, his name literally means laughter? Psalm 126 says, our mouths were filled with laughter, and it's a sign of God's restoration of a people. And Jesus, it's just, man, so hilarious in sarcasm and wit and irony and hyperbole constantly. Logs and eyes, straining gnats while swallowing camels. And in the Bible, we hear that a cheerful heart is good medicine in the book of Proverbs. So the picture we get is not of a cold, stone-faced God, but of a God who rejoices, who sings, and who delights in his people. Is a God who made humans with the capacity to giggle, to smile, to belly laugh, and to play. And laughter is not a byproduct of the fall. It's a gift from the creation. You could even argue humor is an aspect of the image of God because joy begins with him. Here's why we need clarity and compassion, because I think some Christians have a hard time believing God smiles. You know, I think a lot of the world doesn't picture God in that way. We talk so much about reverence, rightly so, but we do so in a way that we forget that God is also the author of delight. Again, Brian Eggers says that play is the essential and ultimate form of relationship with God, not instead of worship and obedience, but as a part of being fully alive in his presence. I heard it. You're going to hate this. I love a cheesy joke. It's a pastor joke or a dad joke, whichever you want to call it, that I heard this one time and it stuck with me. It goes like this. Why is it that angels can fly? Think about that for a second. Why is it that angels can fly? Well, it's because they take themselves lightly. I'll wait and let you laugh for a second. Kind of regain your humor. You're with me. Okay. I know it's ridiculous. It's silly, but it makes an incredible point. I believe that humility and humor are very close friends. We laugh when we remember that we are not the center of the universe. And we find joy when we release the heaviness that we were never meant to carry. Some of you listening today carry heavy stories. It's the reality of it. You have grief, you have anxiety, you have loss, and the idea of humor might feel far away from you. But here's the good news. God doesn't demand a smile. He gives a smile. He restores a smile. He gives laughter. He heals the places where joy has dried up. you remember in the Psalms, there's crying in the night, but joy in the morning. I had a professor in undergrad, Dr. Tillman, in a work of ministry class. He used to say that recreation, play, having recreation in your life with God, it's the work that God does in our souls where he's actually recreating in us from what the world has decreated in us. And one of the ways that God does this, I believe, is through rest. I think he does it through moments and experiences of delight. I think he does it through play. I think he does it through joy. I think he does it in so many ways that aren't grinding it out and gritting through it. Humor isn't a distraction from spiritual life. I think it's often part of how God strengthens our spiritual life. So how do we live this out? First, I'd say take God seriously, but don't take yourself too seriously. That's a hard one for me. Take God seriously. I get that one. But don't take yourself too seriously. That one I struggle with because pride is heavy and humility is light. We got to learn to laugh at ourselves. I think it's a spiritual discipline. Second, receive humor as a gift, not as a guilty pleasure. There is a kind of laughter Scripture warns against, okay? I'm not talking about being mocking and cruel and demeaning, but there is also a holy laughter, the kind that frees the soul and digs into the human that God made us to be. So receive it as a gift, not as a guilty pleasure. Here's a third practice. Cultivate environments where joy is the norm. Okay, it's going to take some work here. You got to cultivate it. You got to cultivate it like growing plants in a garden, in your home, in your friendships, in your church. I remember I used to tell people who were life group leaders when I was a life group pastor, you have got to build in playtime with your life group, because if you're not having fun together, you're not going to have a life group any longer, okay? Serious faith does not require somber faces. And I believe a joyful church is not a shallow church. It's a spiritually healthy church. So let's work to cultivate environments where joy is the norm. There's a fourth thing to think about. Maybe we need to allow rest and recreation and play to be a healing force in our life. God wired your body and your mind to be renewed, not just through prayer and Scripture. Yes, of course, in that way, but also through laughter and rest and movement and relationship and hobbies, things that bring you delight. So allow those in surrender to the Lord, not apart from him, but with him, to be places of recreating and healing in your life. And lastly, remember that heaven is joyful and not sterile. I don't know what your picture of heaven is. Maybe in another episode we'll talk about that. But if joy is God's idea, then I believe heaven will be the most joyful, laughter-filled reality than I could ever imagine. Humor, maybe we should think of it as simply a preview of eternity. So here's my prayer for you today, that God would restore your joy, that God would lighten your spirit and remind you that laughter is not unspiritual, it's sacred. It's a sign that God is recreating your soul. He's renewing your strength and reminding you that you are deeply loved. Thanks for listening today. Until next time, let's keep walking in truth and love together.